Test 63, Section 1, Question 11. This is a justify question, so it's essentially strengthening the argument. And I want to basically make it so that it's okay to revoke Meyer's PhD. In this situation, what we have to do is look at the circumstances and then say what would give us a reason to be able to do that. Now, what we have is Meyer's was found to falsify data and committed scientific fraud. So the university from which he held a PhD validated this finding. They said, yes, did do scientific fraud, but didn't find any evidence that there was a problem while pursuing his doctoral thesis. So basically, the university has evidence that he did commit scientific fraud while working, but not while he was at Williamstown, University of Williamstown. And so we need something that's going to justify that. So we need something that's going to say, if you commit scientific fraud, even while you're working, they can revoke your PhD. Now, A says, anyone who holds a PhD and is found to have committed fraud in the course of pursuing it will have it revoked. The problem is that doesn't apply to Myers. Myers was found by his employer as an employee, not in the course of pursuing the PhD. B, no PhD program will admit any applicant. Well, it's not about admitting the applicant, it's revoking the PhD. Any university student who is found to have submitted falsified data as academic work will be dismissed from the university. It's not about dismissal, it is about revoking the PhD, and it's also not about in the course of their academic work. D, anyone who holds a PhD and is found to have committed fraud will have the PhD revoked. That'll do it, because we know Meyer did commit committed scientific fraud, and that would say we can revoke the PhD. But D, E, the University of Williamstown won't hire anyone. We don't care about hiring. So D is our correct answer. It makes it so that basically, Meyer, who did commit scientific fraud, can have his PhD revoked by the university.